On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
Okay, welcome back. We're back here on the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And we're going to play a little bit of rapid fire this week where we ask each other three rock trivia questions and you try to get it. Try to go for three for three and play along at home. And if you can get all six, you're a freaking genius, or you live in your basement, or I don't know, in your mom's house, which is sad. It's sad.
My wife wanted me to read these questions to her to see if she knew any of them. She never gets them.
No, my wife would never get them, and she's way smarter than I am.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah. After a while, she's like, why do you even know this stuff?
Yeah, complete waste of brain space. All right.
Exactly.
Okay, sir, you ready for these?
Yep.
All right, here, question number one. What does the Genesis song Abacab mean?
I had always heard that it was just the chord progression of the song.
It's not quite the answer. I'm going to say that's what I heard originally, too, but that's not the answer. So you get a big buzzer about right now.
Okay, is it the hand signal you make when you're requesting a cab?
Abacab. No.
Abacab? No?
No.
Oh, damn.
All right, okay, here's the official answer. The title is taken from the structure of an early version of the song. Guitarist Mike Rutherford explained in an interview that the band labeled various sections of a song with the alphabet, and at one point the sections were ordered Abacab. That's the answer.
Okay.
I guess they couldn't...
It's not quite the chord progression, but it is the sections of the song.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because Abacab doesn't mean a damn thing to anybody.
Right.
Good song, though, I think.
But it's sung, it's part of the lyrics, too.
Yeah. They figured, okay, we can't think of anything. Okay, let's just call it Abacab.
Well, it's the same band that brought you Susu Studio.
Yes, and it's no fun being an illegal alien. Which, in these PC times, you'll probably never hear it again.
Yeah, that song is in the dust.
Yeah, okay.
Here's question number one for you.
All right.
How many studio albums have Heart released?
Ooh, I'm going to say 13.
That would be incorrect. You are shy of a few.
Oh, 16?
That is correct.
Oh, a total guess. 16.
I didn't think they'd done that many albums. But
they put a couple out in recent years, but just wasn't into it.
Yeah, I liked them. I liked the earlier stuff, and then the 80s when they went pop, I liked that stuff. You know, the How I Get You Alone and those songs in the mid-80s were good.
Yep. Actually, my favorite Heart album is the first one, Dreamboat Annie. I think they never topped it. They had some great songs after that, but never had great albums. But that particular one is a great album.
Yeah, they seem to have quite a bit of filler. I know it's a bad word, but
yeah.
Some great songs and just songs that are like, what the hell was that?
I completely 100% agree.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Mike, question number two. Let's see. What iconic band plays on the Max Webster song, Battle Scar? Do you know that song?
No, I do not.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Then you'll never get this one in a million years.
Here's
the big hint. Okay, Max Webster was a band that was pretty big in Canada. And the band that plays on this song, and Geddy Lee actually sings on this song.
Is it Rush?
I gave it away giddily. Yes.
A little bit.
Big time. Wow. Okay. Well, check that song out. That song is a monster.
What's the name of the song?
Battle Scar. In fact, Winery Dogs covered it sometimes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, the whole Rush band plays on it, and Geddy shares lead vocals with Kim Mitchell.
Oh, wow.
Lead singer. Yeah. It will blow the doors off your house.
It's maybe you need to send it to me.
I think I will send that to you.
Okay.
Max Webster. All right.
Question number two for you. Can you name the first four Cheap Trick albums in order of release?
You and your damn list. Okay.
Yep.
All right. The first one was self-titled.
That is correct.
Oh, the second one was In Color.
That is correct again.
Well, here's where it gets a little iffy. We're counting studio albums, right?
Right.
The third one was Heaven Tonight.
That is correct.
And the fourth one was Dream Police.
That is all right.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Get all those numbers.
Yeah. They all rule. Heaven Tonight, my favorite of those four.
I'm big on Dream Police.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And the next few albums, too, are awesome. I love those. You know, like Tonight It's You. Oh, man, all those albums are great.
Yeah, we saw the one-on-one tour. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
I've probably seen them 6 or 8 times.
Still good.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard the new Cheap Trick album?
I haven't, but I have not heard it.
It is good. 3-minute tunes, and it's good stuff. It's like a throwback to what they used to be. So, yeah, definitely go check that out, people out there. All right, you ready for question three?
Yep.
Okay. This that we're going to play the real name game. I'm going to give you an artist's real name, and you give me his rock star name. You ready?
Yep.
The guy's real name is John Kennedy Oswald. Interesting name, huh?
John Kennedy Oswald. Jeez.
This guy is an 80s lead singer of an American band.
John Kennedy Oswald.
And he's dead.
Well, it wouldn't be any of the grunge guys that are dead.
Pre-grunge. Hair band.
Hair band lead singer that's dead. I'm going to say, based on the last time we saw them, I'm going to say, is it Wasp?
No!
It is not Wasp, because Blackie is alive.
Oh, I thought it was his grandma.
But. This guy was a blonde-haired lead singer from an L.A. hair band whose first two albums were huge, and they slowly faded away after that, and he became a drunken mess and depressed, and he died in a hotel room in Woodland Hills, California.
Oh, jeez.
He was a good songwriter, too, and a good front man.
Janie Lane.
Correct. Yeah, sad, but John Kennedy Oswald. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, Janie Lane's better.
Yeah, but Oswald, Kennedy.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Either dad was sick or he had a sense of humor.
Right. I do know that he always regretted writing Cherry Pie.
Yeah, they threw that on at the very end. The album was supposed to be Uncle Tom's Cabin, but...
Uncle Tom's Cabin is so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Question number three for you. This is a pretty easy one. What states are the big four of thrash from?
What states? Okay. Slayer, Metallica, and Megadeth are from California. And Anthrax is from New York.
That is correct.
Yes. Oh, here's a bonus question for you.
All right.
Metallica, what city are they from?
Was it like Palo Alto? So somewhere around San Francisco.
Oh, negative. They're from L.A.
I thought they were from San Francisco and came down to L.A.
No, they started in L.A., didn't like the scene, moved up to the San Francisco area to get Cliff Burton as their bass player. Yeah, they started in L.A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Lars is from Huntington Beach.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah. It's a little trivia for you. That was all our questions, wasn't it?
That was it this round.
So hopefully everybody did well, and on to the next segment.
Hopefully everybody's playing from home. They got the kids and the moms all gathered around. Together.
Around the radio like in the 1940s or 30s.
Right, exactly. Now it's they're gathered around a computer.
No, it's probably got a guy in his underwear sitting in front of his computer at 3 in the morning eating ice cream.
Yeah. California, you dick, California!
You guys are morons.
Heart rate 16 hours, idiot, not 13.
Damn it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube, so please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
Okay, welcome back. We're doing a little segment here called Cover This, where you have to guess the cover song, the original artist, the covering artist, and the name of the song. And you guys play along at home with Danny. Danny, you ready for this one?
Yeah, some of these are easy, some are hard, so we'll see how this goes.
I think you'll get this one.
All right. That was definitely Fortunate One by Neil Young.
Negative on both accounts.
Fortunate Son?
Yes, Fortunate Son is correct. The original artist was not Neil Young.
Wasn't Neil Young?
Nope.
I'm going to guess that the covering artist was John Corabi.
Yes, John Corabi was singing, but it's a band.
Is it Dead Daisies?
It is the Dead Daisies. Correct. So we'll go back to the original artist.
Who did
band Fortune? That was huge in the late 60s, early 70s. And then they broke up like at about 73, 74. The lead singer still tours till this day.
Really?
Yes.
Is it Steppenwolf?
Negative. Wow, I'm surprised. Okay.
Wow. I thought for sure this was Neil Young. That's why I'm thrown.
No, this song came out in 1969, and the name of the album was Willie and the Poor Boys.
CCR.
Correct.
Oh, that's right. What am I thinking? Damn it.
Yeah, it happens.
I knew that.
We call that senioritis.
Yeah, it's a senior moment.
Yeah, it's off of the latest album from the Dead Daisies. Pretty damn good band.
Oh, they're awesome. I'm really liking their stuff.
Yeah, I just got their the first album they did with Corabi in the mail today, actually.
Hey, way to go.
Yeah, and I'll send that a copy along to you. I think I already did, though.
I think so. Yeah.
And they just put out a live album, so if you like what you heard there, go get their live album.
Nice. I bet that's really good.
Yeah. They just played around here, but I have no money to see anybody, so...
Go figure.
Yeah, so now I have to listen to the cover song that you sent me this week.
If you don't get this, you have to turn in your rock card. This isn't easy.
Okay, we'll find out. Okay, play along at home. Here it goes.
Now she's fine and I spend my time dreaming about her. Love her all I can and try and understand the things that make her mad, the things that make her sad. Money.
Okay, would that be Lover All I Can?
That is correct.
The original band was Kiss.
That is correct.
And when I was listening to this, it could have been one of two answers. The first thing that popped in my head was Skid Row, but then the voice didn't fit. That was definitely Anthrax with John Bush singing.
That is correct.
What do I win?
You win. You get to keep your rock card. So there you go.
Sweet. Gets me discounts at the local AM/PM. Awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, good cover. Yeah. Anthrax always does pretty good covers.
Oh, man. Their guitar tone is so awesome that those rock songs like that just blows me away.
Yeah, good stuff. Go out and buy it if you can. Yeah, that was like a B-side of some single out there.
They had a B-side cover album called Attack of the Killer Bees, and it was all like B-sides and covers and stuff. Great stuff.
Yeah, big Kiss fans, and they always do good jobs with Kiss.
Oh, definitely.
Go out and buy it now.
Yeah, their version of Parasite is really cool, too.
Yeah, how can you screw that song up? It's an awesome song.
They sped it up a little bit, so...
Hey, it's time for your cover band to pull that one out.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's a good dance number.
Right.
It'll replace Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Yeah. Any of the Jimmy Buffett.
Oof. Really? Oof.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, stuff goes over the boating crowd.
Hey, whatever works. It's a paying gig, right?
That's right. Cash money.
All right, cool. All right, and we're out of here.
Fair use is a limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen out there in podcast land, we're going to play a little intellectual poetry where we read the lyrics, sometimes great, sometimes terrible, to hard rock and metal songs from the past. And see if you can guess the artist and the name of the song. Danny, are you ready?
I don't know. This segment's so freaking hard.
Are you trying to say it sucks?
No, not at all. I'm saying it's hard. I think people out there listening, if you get them right away,
you're smarter awesome. Than we are.
Yeah, I was going to say, but that's not much of a compliment, so whatever.
Okay, all right, here we go. Here's my song. I jumped straight off that trail today. Ain't nobody better. Get in my way, no. Trail dust, sore butt. Got to get out of this 10-day rut. What do you think?
I'm going to say 10 digit.
Incorrect, but not a bad guess. All right, this song came out in 1992. All right, I'm going to skip the chorus and go right to the exciting verse. Staring down the barrel of an old shotgun. I can't tell tonight's going to be some fun. Don't you step on my toes, and you won't find yourself with a bloody nose. Any clue?
Is it Wasp?
No, incorrect. All right. This band is a southern rock band who's still around today. All right, next one. I live like a gypsy. I live like a dog. Got a hard enough time just doing without. And nobody else better run their mother effing mouth.
Oh, jeez.
Or their effing mouth.
Is it Skinner?
Incorrect. It is not. All right. This band also played the second Woodstock.
And they're very... I'll go to the chorus and see if you can get off of this. Whoa, giddy up and go. I'm a redneck punk. Mean, red, better off dead. I'm a redneck punk.
I have no idea. I don't know the song Redneck Punk.
You don't know the song Redneck Punk? Oh, it was off their debut album and probably their biggest album. They also did a song with a chainsaw.
Oh, jeez.
That'd be incorrect. Oh, jeez is incorrect.
Billy Joe Dupree.
No, it's Jesse James Dupree.
Yeah, whatever.
Billy Joe Dupree played for the Cowboys. Wasn't he a tight end?
Oh, Jackal.
That is correct, sir. So you don't know the Jackal. I know you're not much of a Jackal fan, but I thought maybe you heard that before.
Yeah, Jackal's a little outside of my realm of what I listen to.
Okay, so...
Very entertaining. We saw them at M3 one year. They're a great band, but I'm just not a big fan.
Oh, yeah, I like their stuff. They're pretty cool. All right, so let's hear a clip from Redneck Punk by Jackal.
On the Hard Rock and Trivia Show. Okay, that was Jackal with Redneck Punk. Now, Mark, your turn for some intellectual poetry.
Oh, God, I'm going to be stumped again.
Yeah, probably. But I will give you a clue that we both love this band, so.
Oh, is it the Starland Vocal Band?
How did you know?
Oh.
Okay, the first verse. Gonna catch a flight to Nevada, leave her friends at home in L.A. 7-come-11 or blackjack. Gambling the night and day. Yeah.
Is it April Wine?
That is correct. Do you know the song?
She's a Roller.
That's right. That is correct.
High Rolling Baby.
That's right.
Yeah, April Wine had a string of three really strong albums, and then they kind of...
I don't know if it was record company backing or what, but, I mean, they were huge, huge back in the day. I mean, we saw them headlining.
Yeah, Meriwether Post.
Yeah. Frankie and the Knockouts opened.
Ah, they were great. And was it, after they, The Nature of the Beast was the highlight, the best album. And then they did Power Play, which is pretty good. And after that, I think it became the Miles Goodwin band. Called April Wine, and everybody just lost interest. But, yeah, they were huge in Canada, too. They still tour.
Canada?
I think mostly Canada, though, because it's almost too expensive for bands to play the U.S. There's all kinds of taxes, and they have to paperwork just to play here in the States, work visas.
Yeah, that's too bad, because their album Harder Faster is one of my favorites.
Oh, it's really good. Strong stuff. So let's play a little bit of Roller here. Off of the First Glance album. This is April Wine.
On the Hard Rock and Tribute Show.